The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern hosts Akron on Saturday, the 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Yeah, let me make a quick opening statement. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers in our football program go out to all those that were impacted by 9/11/17 tragic years ago. We've obviously tried to do our part here at Northwestern to lift those up that we lost and lift those up that are defending our freedom and have made the ultimate sacrifice to defend our freedom. So our thoughts and prayers are with all of those. And with that, how about some questions I can answer them?
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Mitch Sherman with ESPN.com.
Hey, Fitz. What is unique, and I know you don't necessarily have a lot to compare it to, but what's unique about coaching at your alma mater versus a coach who is at a school that doesn't have that kind of thing?
Well, I can probably give you the best perspective from coaching at your alma mater as the head coach. Obviously it's a privilege. You think back to your times walking the halls and being on campus and being a student athlete. I think it gives you a great perspective for what your young men are going through on a daily basis. I think it means so much to you because you wore the school colors and you represented the university on the gridiron to get the program where you want it to be. It's sometimes assumed that everybody thinks you know who they are and things of that nature just because you went to school there. So building the relationships is still equally, if not more important, on campus and in the community. But from a standpoint of significance, it's truly an honor and a privilege to be have this role for me here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet.
In order to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, sorry I can't be there today. Are you able to offer any updates on Hance or Slater?
I would call both those guys, probably questionable for Saturday.
Okay. If they're not able to go, how do you look at it? Obviously, your guys got some time in there, Saturday against Duke, and it would be a big week of prep for them.
Yeah, I mean, next guy's up. That's part of the game. I mean, no matter what position it is, if it's quarterback and TJ had to step up, if it was, Matt Elvedi in the bowl game, I mean, that's part of the deal. It's why you recruit and you hope you add competitive depth. And if, guys can't go at any position, my expectation is the next guy step up and just do the best they can. It's not trying to do something or anything superhuman if you – you can't have your starters out there. It's the next guys. And they've been waiting for an opportunity no matter what position they play. So, I think back to Matt in the bowl game. Man, was he fired up for his opportunity and went out there and got it done for us.
Fitz, what's your take on Akron? Obviously, you don't have a ton of film on them since that Nebraska game got canceled.
Yeah, we don't from this year, but obviously a ton of offseason study and just so impressed by Coach Bowden and his staff. They've been there. He's been there 7 years, and, you talk about a guy who's got 172 career victories over 24 seasons. I mean, unbelievable success. Really impressed with what they're doing schematically. They got after Morgan State last week. Very impressive. They played a lot of guys. And, they won a conference, divisional championship last year and went 6-2 in the Mid-American and played in the conference championship game. It was tough. And then, obviously, in Boca against Florida Atlantic at their home stadium, which was tough. But just so impressed watching him. I mean, I think Nelson's a dynamic quarterback. He makes a lot of great things happen. I think the backfield is loaded. Edwards jumped out to me against Morgan State. And then, I thought Morris, again, jumped out on that tape. So very physical on defense. When I look at their front, 9 jumps off the tape to me. And it's really impressive to see. And then the linebackers can fly, so it's going to be a huge challenge for us. There's no doubt. Tina won a championship. That doesn't happen by accident, and really impressed by him on tape.
Thanks, man. See you soon.
All right, be well. Thanks. Have a great week.
Again, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Adam Wittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Fitz. Mick's offense has always had a strong quarterback run element, or at least threat. I'm just curious how maybe things have been affected by, you know, Clayton coming off of that injury and maybe not having a complete ability to run like he used to.
Well, I mean, he ran in the opener pretty well against Purdue and opportunities when they presented themselves. You know, we've got to obviously do a great job schematically giving our guys to succeed on every play, and that's regardless of Clayton's in there or TJ's in there, whoever our quarterback might be. So, you know, just playing the guy's strengths, and then if their strengths aren't maybe necessarily something we've done in the past, and we've got to adjust. And over the years, we've done a pretty good job of that. You know, I think Mick has done a terrific job of our overall philosophy, players, formations, plays. You know, sometimes it doesn't work the way that we want it to, but for the most part, over a decade, it's been pretty darn consistent.
And then you obviously have been really good on your opening drives. What do you think the key is to kind of sustain that when you get out of the script, or there have to be some adjustments made throughout the game?
Well, I would not say it's off the script. I would say on Saturday, you got to give credit, like I said, postgame after watching the tape. I thought Duke's front played really well, but I also thought we played very poorly up front. And, you know, we got to look at some things at what we were doing and why we were doing it. It started with our fundamentals. And then obviously we got struck by a little bit of an injury bug and we didn't have guys step up. So we've got to do a better job having solutions from that aspect. But we moved the ball up and down the field. I mean, you look at the stat line, it wasn't an issue of necessarily not moving the ball. It was an issue of not finishing drives. We've got to do a better job of that. We obviously got to score in the second half. We can't be shut out in the second half and expect to win games consistently. And, again, credit our opponent. I thought they played very well.
All right. Thanks, Biz.
All right. You bet, Adam.
In order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, partner. Thanks. Go Cats. Bye-bye.